The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 10th chapter. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. The one who receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And the one who receives a righteous person because he is a righteous person will receive a righteous person's award. And whoever gives one of these little ones even a cup of cold water because he is a disciple, truly I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me, Jesus said. Jesus was talking about receiving the kingdom of heaven when it's preached. What is the kingdom of heaven? Well, as we heard a couple of weeks ago, the kingdom of heaven is when God's will is done on earth as in heaven. And it looks like this. The sick are healed, the dead are raised, and the demons flee. Said more specifically, God's kingdom comes when sin, death, and the devil, the great enemies that stand against us, are all conquered. And how does this happen? How does the kingdom of heaven come? Only one way, and that's when it is preached. Jesus preached it. Repent, which means close your mouth, or said even more, shut up. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, he proclaimed with divine authority. Likewise, Jesus sent the 12 apostles out preaching the very same sermon with the very same authority. Both Jesus and the disciples' sermon was, your time is up. No point arguing about it. God's salvation is upon you now. And the only possible word that can come out of your mouth is, okay, or amen. When by the authority of Christ, the kingdom of heaven is proclaimed, its arrival becomes undeniable because God's word does exactly what God intends for it. Said another way, when the promise of the gospel is proclaimed to you, you receive, that is, you are given the kingdom of heaven, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And with those words, we suddenly become like cows staring at a new gate, as Luther described it, nervously looking around and not quite sure what to make of it all. But we at least have to welcome Jesus' words, don't we? No. Well, we at least have to accept it, decide for it, invite Jesus' sermon into our heart, right? No. Well, surely there must be something we have to do, right? No. Well, how will we ever receive a prophet's reward if we don't become prophetic? Surely we must speak truth to power, advocate for the poor and the stranger, practice radical meal fellowship, right? No. Surely we must strive for social justice, foster diversity, equity, and inclusion, right? No. Must we not love others by celebrating and affirming them in whatever lifestyle choices they've made? No. Surely God needs our hands to do his work, don't you think? No. We at least have to give cups of cold water to the thirsty, don't we? No. Well, what about being a righteous person? The only way to receive a righteous person's reward is if we demand of ourselves and others personal responsibility and accountability to God's law, right? No. Repent. Be silent. The kingdom of heaven is upon you, remember? Your time is up. There's no point arguing about it. God's salvation is upon you now. And the only word that can come out of your mouth is, Amen. Because for God to speak is for God to do. When God said, "Let there be light," do you think the darkness protested? When God said, "Lazarus, come out," do you think the formerly dead man said, "Well, let me think about it a minute, and I'll get back to you with my decision"? No, God's word will be done. And do you honestly think that you can stop it? Well, the answer is no. So, when it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom of heaven, you will have the kingdom of heaven. And it is His will for you. I know this because I have been commanded to give it to you. So here goes. By the authority of Jesus Christ, I forgive you the entirety of your sin. I give you eternal life, and I silence the devil's accusations against you. Be at peace. The kingdom of heaven is yours for Christ's sake, and you will by no means lose the reward. Amen.